In 731, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The experimental drug that may help patients recover from COVID-19 faster and reduce the death toll is being tested in Colorado. In a clinical trial, patients who received remdesivir recovered sooner on average compared with those who got a placebo. Dr. Thomas Campbell at UC Health University of Colorado Hospital is leading one of the drug trials.
It's very exciting because if the data supports that conclusion, it could be that remdesivir will be the first proven effective treatment for COVID-19.
The drug stops the virus from replicating in the body. It has not yet been approved by the Food and Drug Administration for wider use. Mesa County has been cleared to start reopening houses of worship, restaurant dining rooms, and fitness centers. The state's public health department has issued a waiver loosening restrictions in the county further than the state allows. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The openings come with some restrictions. People will be asked at the door whether they have any symptoms of COVID-19 and turned away if they answer yes. Restaurants and fitness centers can only serve up to 30% of their usual capacity and will have other social distancing measures in place. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
An earlier version of this story incorrectly reported the number of cases in Mesa County. The county has had 44 cases of COVID-19. A new report says Colorado's lack of child care has the potential to hamper the state's economic recovery. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, only 58% of young children who likely needed childcare could find it in the state's licensed childcare centers, family childcare homes, and preschools. Advocates say without childcare, the state's economy can't recover. Sarah Hughes with the Colorado Children's Campaign points to a study on Washington, D.C.'s pre-K program.
When universal preschool was available, labor force participation among mothers increased pretty significantly.
The annual Kids Count report also shows 97% of eligible children participated in the state's new full-day free kindergarten program last year. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
A developer accused of rigging the contract bidding process on a Colorado Convention Center expansion project has signed a settlement with state authorities. The Denver Post reports Trammell Crow has agreed to a reduced fine of $250,000 because they cooperated with investigators. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.